South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Here's what happens. If the extreme liberals think, I have a better heart, so it's okay for me to oppress you, because I know the end justifies the means. When you have to use darkness, and darkness is a controlling spirit, darkness is evil, darkness takes away, steals dignity from people, then you're going down the wrong route. That's not the route of love.
Right.
So I admonish those who are left saying, okay, you have the potential. We're just coming at this from a different point of view. Consider my point of view that you don't use devilish means to feed hungry people.
Right, exactly.
You don't manipulate, you don't steal, you don't become a Robin Hood.
The bottom line is love.
It is.
The bottom line is love.
And that's why we're having a hard time now with the whole homosexual thing. Because homosexuals or people are constrained that we don't love. It's not that we don't love. Matter of fact, we do love. And I've met some gay people. I hope they're in heaven because they're very smart and they're sharp and creative. And some even believe that they believe in Jesus. And they may be, because, you know, you've got some fat pastor on TV screaming at homosexuals when he himself is a gluttony pig. And I can say that because I'm overweight. A gluttonous pig. And then you've got other people sitting in the pew. They're blind to their own arrogance. They go, I can point the finger at you. I saw you in blatant sin. Oh, Mr. Smith, didn't you cheat on your wife 19 years ago? I didn't want to tell you anything else that the Lord has revealed to me, but I think you need to take care of your side of the sidewalk.
That's a very good way of putting it.
Well, yeah. The scripture says, do not lord it over God's inheritance. You know, there's things right now. Del Smith, I don't know you from Adam. You're up in Toronto. But I know that you know things that I'll never know already. But I know things that you'll never know.
Exactly.
And I can, and having humility is understanding. There's a 20-year-old. I have a 20-year-old in my life, and he is like an adopted kind of son guy. You know what? He already knows some things that I don't know, and yet I know some things he'll never know. So we realize that we all have areas of specialization. We all have different gifts. So we really don't have the proper intellect, depth, or greatness, or wisdom to judge. The Bible says, do not judge another man's servant.
Exactly.
And God says, I'm his servant, his friend. Do not lord it over God's inheritance, because I, Rhett Palmer, I'm God's inheritance, and he told me so. Mm-hmm. So I'm his inheritance. So I have property of the boss. Now, does that mean you can't admonish me, Dell? You can say, well, Rhett, you know, here you are, you're living this lifestyle, this is the wrong lifestyle, you're doing this wrong, you know, whatever. Have you considered this without judgment? But what do you think about what I'm saying?
Well, I think many things about that. One is, homosexuals are God's creation. They didn't just decide, okay, you know what, I think I'll try and be a homosexual. That was how they were made. And because they're God's children, we are called to love them. And as you say, my daughter, who is an agnostic, when she was in high school, she met a number of gay people. And she found, and she would bring them home. And I, like you, I found them extremely loving, extremely accepting, extremely intelligent. And so, yeah, so the first thing is, don't judge. like Christ said, if you don't judge, you won't be judged. And so that's the first thing that hits me about what you're saying.
Now, if you're robbing banks, that's a sin, right? But God could clear you up, clean you up. There still is sin, and maybe homosexuality is a sin. But it's no greater a sin than somebody who's messing around behind his wife or other things, stealing from his company.
You know, and God is forgiving. God wants you with him. He wants to be in you and you in him. That's what he wants. But he wants us to do that. He gave us free will so that we could learn to do that. And so looked at that way, yeah, we need to learn from each other. We need to not judge each other. And as you say, Rhett, you know things I don't know. You know, my daughter knows things I don't know. Well, what does that say? It says I have an opportunity to learn them. I can talk to you. I can talk to my daughter. I can... And say, rather than talk to, I can talk with. Talk with. And I don't have to accept everything that you or my daughter says, and no, and you don't either, about anything I say. But it's certainly a good idea to examine what other people can offer to you in terms of insights. So that's my thinking on much of what you just shared with us.
Well, here's something I wrote yesterday. Dignity and control issues. Okay. It seems we're in a world today where everybody wants to control the other person. Surrendering tendencies of control, not falling into stealing the freedom each soul is given of choice and free will. Don't take inventory of another. Just keep your side of the street clean. The Bible says, do not lord it over God's inheritance. Every person ultimately is under the authority of God. In this way, two people are set free. You're set free from controlling, and they're set free from being controlled. And it is a disease we seem to have. This is what causes religions. Remember, Jesus himself said, they're going to come one day killing you, thinking they're doing my, and they will say they're doing my will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, look what happened in Ireland. How do you justify the Presbyterians and the Catholics, or whoever it is, was involved in the whole thing? I still don't understand the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But killing each other. And they're both believers in Jesus. You just murdered your brother. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Over some political issue? I don't know. Yeah. I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers. Right. I just know.
We're all fallible. We're all fallible. We're also manipulatable and manipulating, as you say. And so we need to learn. We don't need to judge. We don't need to try and correct someone. We need to learn from each other. And in so doing, love, and in so doing, get closer to a love and a oneness with God.
Well, you know, in the summertime, I go to Vermont, and there's a Mennonite family that has a farm, and I buy my vegetables. And we got along so well that they said, hey, Rhett, would you like to go to our church?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to. And then they invited us over for Sunday supper after church. Now, all the men are on the right, all the women are on the black, all the women on the left. I mean, all the women, the men are all dressed in black, and they're on the right, and the women wear these buns and elf. Anyway, and women are on the left, women are on the right, and you know, there would be those that would say that maybe I shouldn't have a Mennonite on my show. Well, why?
What?
Some of those Mennonites really know Jesus. Now, well, you're promoting, they're a little locked up in the law. Well, they're locked up in the law. Look at the Amish. They're even worse locked up in the law. They're still following laws from Europeans who long ago, the Amish in Europe stopped doing this stuff, and the ones here are still doing because they think that's the right thing. You know,
right.
People don't like anything they can't control. For instance, it's kind of like this whole tongues and healing thing. People get freaked out by it because we can't control that. We don't know where it begins, where it ends. Oh, we came up with this. Jesus, that was only for the apostles. After the apostles, he stopped, you know, stopped with the miracles through the no, that's not biblical. Not biblical. Mm-hmm. And I went to see a Catholic priest when I was first born again. There were 3,000 people there. He was Father Diorio from Massachusetts. You know, and there are people that don't want me talking to Catholics. Well, you know what? There are born-again Catholics and not born-again Catholics. And there are people that are worshiping St. Anthony because they've lost something. I said, you know, I don't believe in that stuff. But I will not deny the fact that actually a week before I got born again, I didn't even know Jesus. I didn't know any of this stuff. But I knew we had a mother named Mary. And so I actually prayed and I said, Mary, perhaps I'm not worthy to even call upon your son. Would you introduce me?
Yeah.
Now, a week later, I got born again.
Wow.
You can say I shouldn't do it. Folks, don't try to muzzle me. Because what happened, happened. Now, I don't know where that begins and ends. I don't believe in praying to saints. I don't know what God's got going on here. But I know also nobody can put him into a box. Because, you know, I mean, nobody. Nobody.
Absolutely right. And you know, Christ said, you know, you're good at making up your rules, but ignoring God's rules.
You know,
he told them, and I think he would say the same thing to the Roman Catholic Church today. You're good at making up all kinds of rules. Like, for instance, back to a point, homosexuality is a sin. Well, you know what? That's your rule. That's not God's rule. So there's nobody that's got the absolute lock on God.
Now, I personally do believe it's a sin. I believe man was meant to lay with a woman with a man.
Yeah.
But it's not my job to judge God's possession. I can be doing something, you know, whatever I might be doing, going out and, hey, look, I'll guarantee you there's somebody hearing this right now, and they really kind of think that they're a little better, or they think they're holy, or they're doing it right. God sees that you were overcharging that man last week because you know he's a doctor, or because you know he's affluent, living on the barrier island with the rich people. So, you have an air conditioning company. God sees it, and you ignore it. I have found myself recently, I've been really trying to be hard on myself because Paul says to judge ourselves, and I got to tell you, I caught myself going, wow, you know, this is you, you've lied to yourself.
Right.
Thinking, I'm without sin in a certain area. And no, I want to be a better man. So I will take action to do the best I can and ask for the power of God to visit me. But I don't believe a woman should lay with a woman or a man with a man. But I also know there are hermaphrodites, they call them. These are people born with both genitalia.
Yeah.
Well, what are you supposed to do with them? Kill them?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I found a well that I'll forever drink. Jesus Christ the King. Forever I will worship at his feet.